Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is in town today. He's at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston delivering the keynote address in a two-day conference that's examining the recession and the economy. His address, in classic Fed Delphic style, is entitled "The Effects of the Great Recession on Central Bank Doctrine and Practice." Well, some of those effects are readily apparent right across the street from the Boston Fed building in Dewey Square, where Occupy Boston demonstrators are in their third week protesting economic inequality in America. Earlier, when asked what he thought of the Occupy movement, here's how Ben Bernanke responded.
Well, I would just say very generally, I think people are quite unhappy with the state of the economy and what's happening. They blame with some justification the problems in the financial sector for getting us into this mess, and they're dissatisfied with the policy response here in Washington, and at some level I can't blame them. Certainly 9% unemployment and very slow growth is not a very good situation. That's what they're protesting.
Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa was inside the Fed building for Ben Bernanke's speech, and he joins us now from the Occupy Boston encampment outside. Hi there, Adam.
Hey, Meghna.
So ahead of Chairman Bernanke's talk, some protesters, I understand, were asking for him to come out and meet with them. Did that happen?
No. Occupy Boston had extended an invitation for the chairman to come over and discuss central bank policy. And I'm looking at the encampment right now, and it appears that thus far he has not accepted that invitation demonstrably. We did talk to a demonstrator before named Philip O'Connell, who's here from Amherst, and was standing next to an End the Fed sign. And we asked him what he would have said if he had had a chance to talk to Bernanke, and here's what he said.
I would say you can't do your job. You're totally incompetent. We don't need you. You just need to get the hell out of office and be replaced by someone who's competent. We had qualitative easing one, and then we had qualitative easing two. That's just a fancy name for hyperinflation.
Just to correct him, I'm sorry to say it's quantitative easing, but his criticism is probably shared by a lot of Occupy Boston protesters. Did Ben Bernanke address any of those criticisms in his speech today?
Well, he didn't address the Occupy protests at all in his remarks today. His talk involved an implicit defense of policies like quantitative easing, which Mr. O'Connell there referred to. We're talking about those massive programs by which the Fed bought up government assets, essentially with made-up dollars, in order to eject money into the economy. He said that central banks are going to need to play a more proactive role in assuring global financial stability and in really supervising financial systems, instead of just concerning themselves with monetary policy, like setting interest rates and mitigating inflation, that sort of thing. Here's a little taste of his speech.
The crisis has forcefully reminded us that the responsibility of central banks to protect financial stability is at least as important as the responsibility to use monetary policy effectively in the pursuit of macroeconomic objectives.
And Adam, finally, I guess, what was your impression of the mood inside the Fed building and of Ben Bernanke as a whole?
He's a laugh a minute, let me tell you. I can tell you that there was a lot of whispering among the conference attendees about the Occupy protests, a lot of remarks. People were very, very conscious of them there, and people were wondering if they were going to cross over Atlantic Avenue and try to do any kind of demonstration directly in front of the Fed building, and I can tell you that they haven't done that, although there has been a larger-than-normal police presence in order to dissuade them from doing so.
Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa in Dewey Square at the Occupy Boston movement. Thanks so much.
You bet.